I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Folks, as we are getting we are in the allergy season, is it allergies or is it COVID-19? Dr. Al Johnson, doctor of internal medicine, he specializes in allergies, joins us to help us explain the difference in trying to assess what is it that we have. Doc, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Doc, let me start out with, how important is it to get the flu shot? I got mine yesterday, to the listening audience as we enter this flu season, how important is that?
Well, I think it is important in that it does boost your immune system against those specific flu viruses that's in the flu shot. It doesn't work for everyone, but it sure makes sense to go ahead and take it as long as you are not allergic to it.
You know, I ask that question because these prophylactic measures that are offered obviously help us get our whole economy and our economic system back to full throttle. And anything less than that is, you know, for me, just not acceptable. There are just a few things that that government and others have asked of us, and it just seems to be easy to do, right?
Yes, exactly. And, you know, now they have egg-free vaccine. So if you're egg sensitive and have not taken it in the past because of that issue, now they have an egg-free one. So that's an important factor for those people that have egg allergy.
We're talking to Dr. Al Johnson, doctor of internal medicine. He specializes in allergies. As if COVID-19 is not a big enough of a challenge, then we have this allergy symptoms that are very similar in many respects to COVID-19 symptoms, and not knowing what our next step should be, it's just another difficult challenge on the landscape here.
Exactly. But fortunately, their symptoms are a little different in the onset. Allergies are usually seasonal with people, and people know what their seasonal allergy symptoms are, like itchy eyes, runny nose, congestion. Sometimes there's a cough with it, but many times not. Where with COVID, it starts off with fever, joint pain and aches, cough. So it's a little different in its presentation. But luckily, we now have a test for COVID. So if there's a question, I recommend everybody go get tested. And it's readily available now with the either nasal swab, or some places have a new sputum test that does the same thing. It's a PCR test that's easier to provide samples, and some reports say it's more accurate than the nasal swab.
Well, that's great news, because I've been through, I think, three tests already, and that nasal swab touching your eyeballs is not a pleasant situation by any stretch of the imagination.
Exactly. And so if there's any question about whether it is, get tested. And I firmly believe early treatment is the best thing if you do come down with COVID. As in medicine in general, if you detect cancer early, you detect infection early, the earlier you are treated, the better outcome it is. And Henry Ford did a study on it and showed that there was a 50% reduction with treatment early on.
Doc, and I guess, you know, as our kids go back to school, obviously this is a bigger challenge, although, you know, the data, is kind of pointing to they're not as big of a threat as a carrier as others. But this falls back on the old adage, better safe than sorry, right?
Yeah, yes, in a sense, because they're trying to prevent other people getting exposed to it. I think those high-risk patients need to look at how best to protect themselves and realize they're in the high risk. The rest of us do the best we can with, you know, wearing masks and washing our hands. And hopefully that will protect those that aren't so susceptible to severe consequences and outcomes if they do get the virus.
So when we think about, you know, the challenge, allergies versus COVID, and then we enter into the flu season, this is like almost like a triple whammy here of trying to figure out what condition or symptom goes with what ailment.
Well, exactly. And the message is, don't panic. If you are feeling ill, don't panic. If you think it's allergy, take your normal allergy medicine, whether it's an antihistamine or one of the nasal steroids, and see if it helps. If it really helps and you feel a lot better with it and you aren't running a fever, then it's probably allergy if you have those symptoms and those symptoms go away. If it persists, then it could either be the flu, the standard flu, which there's a test for it, or it could be COVID, and there's the test as we described for COVID. So don't hesitate to get tested, to see your doctor, to say, look, I need a test to tell what I got so I can be assured I'm doing the right thing.
Let me ask you, when we say a fever persists, what does persist mean? Is that days? Is that hours? What exactly are we talking about?
Yeah, it'd be hours today. You know, sometimes we get a fever and jumps up and goes right back down, and there's not a, it's not related to anything we can define. But if you have a fever that lasts for hours and is going up to 101, then yeah, that's significant, and that could be either flu or COVID. Allergies typically don't produce fever.
Right. But in the case of a sinus infection, having been someone who's been burdened with that my entire life, that's one of the things that I inherited from my mom. She's had sinuses her entire life as well. Periodically, I will get a fever with a sinus infection.
Oh, yes, and that's then a bacterial infection. Allergies can turn into an infection as the pollens affect the mucous membrane, affects your defense mechanism, and then you get a secondary bacterial infection. So, yes, that does occur. If you have those repeatedly, then it makes sense to ask to be tested for gamma globulin deficiency, which is a protein that your body produces that helps fight infection. But if you don't produce enough of it, then you're prone to more frequent infections. And if you're deficient, then there is treatment for that. The other thing is, if allergies are a repeated problem, then be tested for those allergies and get on allergy immunotherapy, which helps boost your resistance and tolerance to those specific pollens.
Back to this notion of fever, I mean, what kind of temperature range are we looking at? We're talking about hours to a day as it relates to defining a persistent fever. What temperature range should we be thinking about? Maybe I should go get tested.
Well, you know, normal is 98.7. That's what but some people run less than that normally. Other people may run just a little higher than that. But if it's over 100 for a day, then concerns should be in place and take a look at why am I running this fever, and particularly this day of COVID, to figure out, because if you're out and about, you don't want to be spreading COVID if that's what you have, and you need to get tested and find out.
Yeah, and this whole allergy thing, we are obviously very aware of it down here, as we have 90 degree, 98% humidity on one day, and then 70 degrees and 50% humidity on the next day. It creates a challenge. Is there anything from a vitamin standpoint that can make a difference for individuals?
Most definitely. Vitamin C acts as a natural antihistamine. Quercetin is another nutrient that helps with allergies. and calms down.
Can you spell that?
It starts with a Q. Q-U-I-C-E-R-T-I-N.
Okay. I thought I might get you on that one, Doug. I wasn't sure.
Yeah. Well, I can spell those big words, but the little ones sometimes get me. And the other thing is with mold is you get the pollens, you know, the spores from the mold. But if you indoors and you're having more trouble indoors than outdoors, then you may have indoor mold, which is mold growing in your walls or from leaks or water intrusion in either your work or your home. And so then that adds a toxic effect from the chemicals that those molds produce, which then causes fatigue, brain fog, poor memory, that type of thing. And I see that frequently from areas where it's damp and humid and there's damp indoor environments that are not healthy for people.
So basically the thought process is don't panic, kind of observe what your conditions are. If you have that persistent fever, then go ahead and decide and act and get the test done. It can test for and rule out all of this, whether it's allergy, flu, or COVID, relatively easy.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Well, Doc Al Johnson, Doctor of Internal Medicine, specializing in allergies, thank you so much for joining us today. Really appreciate the insight.
Oh, you're entirely welcome. And there's more information on my website if people want to go to it. It's johnsonmedicalassociates.com.
All righty, johnsonmedicalassociates.com. Check that out, folks. We'll be right back on the Mortgage Financial Phone and Text Line. We want to hear from you, 504-260-1870. We'll continue our conversation about a lot of different topics that are trending that we haven't heard from for the past week, but we'll cover that here shortly. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.